Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well,
hey guys!
Yay!
We're really so excited to be here.
Yeah. There's so many noises in the city.
You know what, guys? We live in the city now. There's
going to
be city noises, and if you can't handle it, get out of the
even
kitchen.
Alex said that. He was like, one of these days, I'm going to wear earplugs to sleep. I was like, you're a little baby. Because he, like, lives in the burbs. He lives in Urbana.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
he's like, it's so much louder around here. I'm like, honestly,
no,
like, I'm just kind of used to it.
I'm used to it too. No, because, like, you hear the, tell me about it. I hear the garbage truck every freaking day.
Dude. I hear people, like, throwing their trash away in that alley all the time.
And I was
like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Tell them about the time that you heard Tiny Dancer.
Literally 2 weeks ago. Dude, that was so funny. I was, like, getting ready to go to bed. I was, like, in bed. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, the moment where, like, you know, you quiet out and it's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Tiny Dancer starts playing. I just crack up. He's, like, why is Tiny Dancer playing at, like, 11 o'clock at night right now? She's, like, and then nothing. It just stopped. And I was, like, okay. And it wasn't even, like, a car passing by. It was just, like, playing and then stopped. I was, like, okay.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And I was just cracking up. Well, Alex didn't hear it. He was, like, why are you laughing? I was, like, did you not just hear Tiny Dancer?
Someone was probably in the alley smoking a cig,
listening,
and they were watching, scrolling on Instagram or TikTok, and then,
me close
and dance. That's, like, hilarious. Surprisingly, even though my room faces the street, I haven't heard that many crazy things.
Yeah, except it's not, like, a lot of crazies around here.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just hear, like, city noises and stuff.
Yeah,
and, like, police sirens. But I told you this, but one night
I told you this.
I swear to God.
Oh yeah,
I heard a whisper, yeah, a woman's whisper. A woman's whisper.
That's freaky.
And Jeremiah heard it too. I was not the only one.
Okay.
And nobody else was home.
Okay.
So what the fuck was that? Like, it may
I
have
hope
been someone.
It's a ghost.
It may have been someone in the hallway. But
out in this hallway?
Perhaps. But
yeah.
But it was a whisper.
Like,
you wouldn't hear that.
And a voice in the distance sounds different than a whisper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm freaked out. I'm a little scared.
I love that. Wait, something creepy happened to me the other day, and I was kind of freaked out.
Our apartment is definitely haunted.
I know. My lights flicker a little bit.
Oh,
and they were, like, flickering
that
last
in our
night,
bathroom.
And I was like, yeah, in my bathroom, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Ryan just put in new bulbs, too, so I was like, surely those bulbs are still good. Must be
a ghost. Must be a ghost. And I'm hype.
Yeah.
Because they seem nice. Like, it's fine. They seem nice.
No, they seem
pretty
chill.
And if it's
chill.
A girly, okay.
I bet it's, like, a flapper girl from 1924.
Oh my god, based our theories on our ghosts. I bet it's, like, some old lady who, like, used to live here, and she's, like, looking over us.
Yeah,
like,
she's watching over. You know what? That's
like,
just like our
grandma.
Landlord.
Yeah,
grandma.
Like, poking energy. Yeah.
Meemaw. Meemaw. We gotta start calling the ghost. The ghost in our apartment. Meemaw. Oh, Meemaw strikes again.
Oh, Meemaw. Everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with us?
Okay. Where's Meemaw?
What is new? What's going on?
Oh, I'm quitting my job.
Oh, yes. Julia has to tell everyone that she's quitting her job.
I'm really just so excited to quit my job, you guys.
Amazing.
It's, you know, it's a bad job, so I'm excited to quit it. But I'm not going to harp on about it.
As you often are when you quit a job.
Yeah.
I'm excited to quit it. It's a bad job.
I'm not going to harp on about it because I've already complain about it, like,
and it's almost
much
done. Your last day is Saturday.
Yeah, and I feel
it's
better
so
about
close.
It. I'm like, I'm ready to go. I've made my peace with it.
Yeah, and you got done. Wait, are you off tomorrow?
No, I am working tomorrow.
So two more days.
Not till late. Yeah. So
good.
But yeah, life is just, besides that, life is pretty good. Like,
yeah,
really living life. Like, I was thinking back. I was like, I haven't had FOMO in a long time. I used to get FOMO so bad in college, and now I'm like, I don't get FOMO at all because I'm living my dreams.
That's amazing for you. Wow.
Well,
so living
no.
My dreams.
I'm not living my dreams, but I'm having, like, experiences that leave me feeling very satisfied, and I don't feel like I'm missing out on things.
Well, yes.
And that's a great feeling.
Well, yes.
How about you? How are you doing?
Well, you know. It's been some ups and downs, but generally I'm doing fine. I did get a little depressed there for a minute, and I did order a Garfield hoodie.
did you order it?
Yeah.
Show me, bitch.
Dude, it's not in yet. It's coming in tomorrow.
But do you have a picture? Do you have a...
Well, I showed you. It's that one. With Odie and...
The one that was gray?
Yes.
That wasn't one. That, like, vintage, too?
Mm-hmm,
girl, 90s. You slay.
Yeah, well, I was feeling a little depressed, and I was like, I deserve that. I deserve that. Me and we know, so many loans, and I'm like, you know what? I need to buy a $75 Garfield
hoodie. Another hoodie. Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, let's talk about the highlight of the week.
What's the highlight of the week?
Shrek Rave.
Oh yeah, bitch.
So this is what inspired this episode, guys.
Oh yeah, okay.
We finally decided
to go to the Shrek Rave.
Let's go to the Shrek Rave because we had been eyeing that for a while.
And we've been sitting on this idea. Okay, we're talking about Shrek today, guys. Yes. And we've been sitting on this idea since the
inception of this podcast.
I was gonna say literally took very early mouth. On. Yeah. Very early on.
We knew we wanted to talk about Shrek.
And then we were like, wait, what the fuck? How has that never happened before?
Yeah. We love Shrek.
Where did that go?
Yeah. But now it's really been, we've had a week of Shrek. Like, we went to the Shrek Rave, we dressed up as Shrek characters, we mm-hmm. watched Shrek 2 the other night.
Of course. Well, we watched Shrek 1 fairly recently.
That was
a year ago. Damn.
But so now we're really in the headspace. So this is going to be a lot like our SpongeBob special.
Yeah,
y'all
baby.
Know what that is. Where we're just going to...
We're just going to run through a bunch of shit.
Just ramble. Totally pointless information.
Exactly.
But it's going to be really fun, so...
It's going to be slay.
But let's talk about Shrek Rave.
You'll see the pics.
There
are shirt that said slut. In the Shrek font, of course. And I've been sitting on that shirt for a while. I just wore it to bed, and I was like, wait, the time has come for me to wear this out and about. And Lily crocheted these amazing little Shrek ears.
Because
they came over when Alex was here. And then they, like, Emma and Lily, like, went off and did something. He was sitting here, and he was like, Lily is so talented. Because she made those earrings, too.
She's literally good at everything. She's an arts and crafts queen.
I know. She needs to open an Etsy shop and sell her shit.
She should. She should.
But anyways, I wore those little ears, and I danced the night away. And Julia did, like, a 90s sexy Lord Farquaad.
Literally, yeah, I did. The pics will be shown.
The pics will be shown.
I have this, like, hat that looks kind of...
You have that hat in the first place, though.
It's cute when styled right.
Okay.
But...
Like, down.
Down. Yeah, I would not wear it up
like a chef's hat, like a Lord Farquaad hat.
And it was convincing, but...
Yeah.
First of all, it was hot in the cheek, guys. It's a winter hat. Like, yeah. I'm not wearing that to the club.
No.
So I had to take it off and just be, like, sexy 90s Lord Farquaad. But, like, I have the hair for it.
Yeah.
I'm not that short.
It's okay.
But that's okay. But anyway, it was... We had a great time.
Yeah,
we danced
the night away. Here's the thing: we are not house and dubstep people. It really was a rave. Like we weren't sure how much Shrek music was going to be played. Whatever. We were disappointed in the lack of Shrek music, but
we enjoyed the rave.
We opened the pit, bro.
Yeah, we did.
We kind of opened the pit.
Like surprised ourselves by enjoying the rave.
We did, and we requested Funky Town.
And Bad Reputation.
Bad Reputation, and we did mosh to that. So I did.
Yeah, you opened the Bad Reputation pit.
It's my honor to. It was my duty to serve.
And you almost jumped into the crowd and crowds.
Yeah, well, there just wasn't quite enough people, but I did jump on stage.
Girl, I was ready to catch you. I really was because because you jumped up on the stage and I was like, oh shit, we're going. Like there, I made like a split second decision. It was like fight or flight, and I was like, I'm carrying.
And I looked down and I was like, I saw the four of you, and I was like, no. I was like, this is not the place.
The rationality cutting through the alcohol.
Alcohol? Yeah. No, for real though, because I was like, oh, like, you know when like the vibe is like, I can trust this crowd, and when the vibe is like, I cannot trust my four best friends, or three best friends, was gone, my three best friends to just like hold me up right now. So I went against
three
that.
Skinny white girls.
Like, yeah, and then I jumped back down, and then I opened the pit. So it was good. And then I made up for it by crowd surfing at Bikini Kill. So
there you go.
Now.
I got flirted with by a British lesbian.
Yes.
That was
and I have a picture and I'll
so
post it.
Funny.
And I'll also post the thing.
She was
It's hilarious because you're holding up a phone, your phone, it says play Bad Reputation on it. Mm-hmm. And then the lesbian's just like next to you like, hey girl.
And it was also because I was drunk, but I had no idea she was in those pictures. Girl hopped in. Yeah.
Girl hopped in before she was even really flirting with you.
Yeah.
Well.
I know. She had eyes on me.
She did.
Anyway. It was pretty funny. She was like, you're my cup of tea.
That's a crazy
Which
line.
I didn't even hear. I heard cup of tea, and I was like, what
I
are you talking
tea.
About? I know. I was like, yes.
And how did you connect the dots after? You like realized she was like,
you guys
flirting.
Told me.
I didn't.
And then the rest of her behavior made sense.
Yeah, it all
Because
ended
then she kept dropping her snapback. by the way, she was wearing a snapback. No hate to this girl. She seemed really sweet and awesome. I was vibing with her. We were talking. I mean, not really. She was talking to me, and I was just like, yeah. Because it was in, we were at a rave.
I'm never going to get over she dropped her snapback.
She dropped her snapback multiple times.
Oh, because she was trying to flip it under her head.
She was trying to flip it under her head, but then she kept doing it and kept failing. And I was like, girly.
Stop while you're ahead.
This is funny.
And you're not even really ahead.
You're not ahead, but...
You're, like, in the middle of the race.
But you're just, certainly you know, amusing me.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, yeah, we had a good time. Here's where I feel like the DJs could have improved.
You have notes? You write down notes?
Yeah, I do have notes.
Julia looks down at her computer to submit her notes. That's so funny.
Yeah, more Shrek songs, but then I feel like they could have mixed more parts of Shrek songs, because when we were watching Shrek 2 last night, I was reminded of just how diverse and incredible that soundtrack is.
Because who was I talking to? I was talking to Trevor and Zach, and... Because Zach says something, he's like, oh, that song's in Shrek. And then Trevor's like, no, it's this one. And I was like, wait, there's so... We're like, wait, that's also a bopper. Like, I forgot that was in
there. They could have just... They could have still kept the, like, house dubstep going, but just mixed more... They didn't incorporate enough Shrek.
No, they didn't. They really were not.
Like, hello... Remember?
Like, what? Come on.
You could remix that so hard. Like, I want to become a DJ
just to do the Shrek rave.
Do the Shrek rave.
Because I would eat that up.
And then quit. Like, yeah. That's it.
And that's the end of my
just
career.
Remix. And then it's like...
See, we can do it. We're like totally qualified to do that.
So that's really, I think the DJs need to improve at the Shrek rave. But
okay, point number
very
two.
Very fun, and I would go again.
Was that your only point?
Yep.
Okay. You wrote that down.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I would also agree. I would agree fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, amazing. And now, let's hop in.
Should we hop in?
I'm so fucking hyped, dude. Okay, I did a poll. Shrek 1 v Shrek 2. Sorry to break it to you, people out there who assume that Shrek 1 is the popular favorite.
Get with it.
Shrek 2 won by landslide vote.
Landslide.
Like 70.
Ryan did vote 3 times, which
okay.
is
okay. Well, we still had like good chunk. Like I'd say like 50 votes. So hey, that's a pool.
Yeah, Shrek 2 is amazing.
Shrek 2, because
like they're both great, obviously, but Shrek 2 is like so funny and so clever.
And if you guys haven't seen Shrek 2 or haven't seen it in a while, hit me up. Bang my line. We just
we
might
got
have
it.
A movie night here, because we have it on
We
TV.
Might just have Shrek 1, 2, and 3.
And we, well, 3.
3 is not good.
But I would do it. Well, I want to watch the one with Rumpelstiltskin, actually.
Is that
I need
the
to
third
revisit.
Or the
That's
fourth?
The fourth.
I forgot that I have seen all of them. But
I
like
too.
The third and fourth are so not
They're
memorable.
They're so separate
Do they have
from
different
the
directors?
Two?
Is that why?
Maybe. I didn't even dig, to
I didn't
dig
even,
into 3 and
I didn't
4,
even
guys.
Dig into
but it's not
four.
Worth it for this.
We needed
Maybe
to focus on what
we
was
will.
Great, which was
yeah.
1 and 2.
1 and 2, yeah.
But yeah, once they start having babies and then Rumpelstiltskin.
I mean, Rumpelstiltskin.
And then Shrek
really
the
Halls. Like, look at him. And I love, oh no, that's in Puss in Boots. You know in Puss in Boots there's the egg?
Oh yeah, Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, Humpty, yes.
Humpty motherfucking dumpling.
Shrek 1 was released in 2001, Shrek 2 in 2004.
Four, yeah.
They are DreamWorks animated films directed by Andrew Adamson and Vicky Jensen. The first one was like their directorial debut, written by Ted Elliott, Terry Rossio, Joe Stillman, and Roger S.H. Shulman. The movie is based off the 1990 children's book by the same name, written by William Steig. Steig?
It's gotta be one of those.
Pick your fighter on his last name. There are 3 movies that follow the first one. So, like I said, Shrek 2 in 2004. And then, as we were saying, Shrek the Third in 2007 and Shrek Forever After in 2010. A fifth movie... a fifth movie in the franchise is now in production as we
speak. Yes, and I have something to say about that.
Okay, and say it. And say it!
Do you think it's going to be the same animation as Puss in Boots: The Last Wish?
Oh, I hope not.
Or I don't feel like... I don't know either, but...
I really hope not.
Really? I thought the animation was kind of
No,
cool.
but Shrek has got to be Shrek. Shrek has got to be Shrek.
Yeah,
and
I
that
think...
is a... And we'll talk about it, but that's like a staple
that's part of, it, yeah.
of the movie.
Well, the thing is, it's never going to be exactly the same because it's not 2001 anymore. They're going to have to improve it.
Why would you say that?
You know, it's like SpongeBob. Like,
no, but they didn't need to do all that. No one needs to be doing all that with
I
the
agree.
Animation. Okay,
Maybe they should
it,
just intentionally use the same equipment.
Leave it to Into the Spider-Verse. Sorry.
Yeah.
Leave it to Into the Spider-Verse.
I thought it was cool in Puss in Boots, but I agree.
It was cool, but it was too distracting in a movie like
it
that.
It was kind
I didn't
of a
need
lot.
It didn't need it. Where Into the Spider-Verse, it's a necessary element to the movie. That
yeah.
type of animation, because it's like comic-like, very
yeah,
pop
yeah.
art,
yeah.
differentiating it from the other stuff. that was
purposeful. It's a very cool idea.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're right. It doesn't match the Shrek vibe, no. For sure. Why don't they just use the old equipment they used
should.
In 2001?
And they should, because that would be way be more cool. of a hit, because that's what our audience, our generation, wants like, which see. Is the main audience, wants to see.
Yeah, and saw.
A callback.
Callback, bitch.
Okay.
Anyways,
cast. My man's Mike Myers.
Mikey.
I have a really hilarious photo to post where he's standing by a giant like Shrek thing.
I saw
and
that.
And he's holding his hands, like his fingers.
Yes, I've seen that.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, I have to get this. And I like pulled it from the internet. I was like, I need to post that.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy is Donkey. Cameron Diaz is Fiona. And John Lithgow, Lord Farquaad.
Amazing. Talk about a star-studded cast.
And tons of other people. That's just like the main for the first one. It was so funny though that I wanted to look up what the premise was for the first one. Because the second Shrek when we were watching on, Peacock?
Yeah.
The premise was a green ogre, his wife, and a donkey find adventure while visiting his in-laws. It's just like the funniest.
I mean, like, it's true.
I mean, it's accurate.
And it's true.
And it's accurate. But the first one was like a green ogre. It's forced through gentrification out of the swamp and forced to save the princess in order to have his home back.
Yes.
While
and along
a donkey
the way,
comes.
He falls in love.
Yay!
While a donkey comes. Just that. While a donkey comes.
Ew. This is going a dark place.
Something was
on.
Missing there.
Okay, the first Shrek movie, like I said, released in 2001, grossed over $492 million worldwide. We'll talk more about that because they did not think that would happen.
Exactly.
It is the highest grossing film in 2001. It was widely praised by critics for its animation, voice performances, soundtrack, mm-hmm. writing, and humor that was integrated into it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, it won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. Now Shrek 2, on the other hand, let's talk about this.
Wait.
This is cold, hard facts.
But did you see how Shrek 1?
In support.
It beat out Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story.
I did see that.
Like, that was a year for animated movies.
Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc.?
It's such a good fucking movie. Shrek 2 won 2 Academy Awards. One for Best Animated Feature. And one, guess what? Guess what for? You know?
Soundtrack? Score?
Best original song, Accidentally in Love, by the Black Crowes.
Oh, come on. It makes sense.
All right.
Shut up. I didn't know that. So she said,
what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, that's by the Counting Crows, or is it the Black Crowes? Because I just said the Black Crowes, and I'm pretty sure it's actually the Counting Crows. It's definitely the Crowning. It's definitely the Counting Crows.
It's the Crowning Crows.
It's the Black Crows. Is that here in a
The Black Eyed Peas.
But yeah, that's why Shrek 2 is better than Shrek 1, and for many other very
Shrek 2
reasons.
Is so great, you
it's
guys.
Awesome. Okay, you want to get into the background?
Let's get into the background. Let's talk about the lore here.
We'll go off.
There's a lot of lore here.
Many lore.
Let me set the cultural context, y'all.
Oh.
So the 90s were really like the heyday for animated Disney fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
Your very like tried and true tropes, like Handsome Prince, Pretty Princess, Saved by the
I don't need to get into it. Shit. He's pissed.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So Shrek, coming out of 2001, and think, 9/11. Just kidding. I don't think it came out before 9/11.
9/11. Yeah. Period.
So that changed
everything,
including
the Shrek. Honestly, yeah, it did change everything in this country.
Well, I feel like maybe it was just becoming a bit more cynical at that time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
very true.
Right?
Very true.
But anyway, Shrek turned all that on its head and sort of poked fun at those tropes. And that was also why it was kind of revolutionary. It was like the main character, like there's no traditional prince. There's like the main character is a gross, angry ogre.
Yeah. And like, well, I'll talk more about that later, but it's like, it really does go with like the theme, like the message it's trying to teach.
Yeah.
And I feel like it does it. Honestly, very beautifully. Like, I was being very touched at the end of Shrek, and I was like,
it's all about
love. I have
love.
A quote at the end that, like, is really good that I'll spill.
It really is a beautiful story. But there were many hurdles to develop the book into a movie, so, as I said, just marketing it as, like, an ogre was a challenge, but also they had, like, lots of producers and directors came and went.
Mm-hmm.
The computer animation was really complicated because it just wasn't that savvy, you know, in 2001. So it was, especially because it was like a magical environment that they had to create.
Yeah.
That made it even more complex. There was like so much to animate.
So true.
And the role of Shrek actually had to be recast after Chris Farley died.
And did you watch the clip?
Yeah, I did, of his original Shrek.
Guys, look up a clip of Chris Farley, original Shrek, because it's Eddie Murphy as Donkey still, and Chris Farley doing the voice of Shrek, and it like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad it's Mike Myers because I think that animated type voice. It works just so works well. So well, especially with Eddie Murphy's very like animated voice.
Yeah.
And Chris Scottish. Farley was just very like story, like fairy tale story, mm-hmm. like a like classic.
It was giving like Hercules.
Yes. It was like a very classic voice.
Yeah.
Which was amazing, but I think the casting ended up
it
in
worked
the right
out
hands.
Well. But it is crazy because he like had recorded many of his lines.
Most of it. And it then was like he died. Needed a couple days left, and they asked his brother to do it, and he declined. Yeah.
Thank God they got Mikey Myers.
You know who else was supposed to be it?
Who?
Well, so did you read that Steven Spielberg originally had the rights to make the movie and then he sold the rights to DreamWorks so they could write it? Yeah.
I didn't know
okay,
that.
Okay, so a little bit of background on that then. Yeah, Steven Spielberg had the rights to the book and wanted to like produce like a traditional animation like film adaptation of it. And he envisioned that Steve Martin would play Donkey and Bill Murray would play Shrek.
Oh.
And then in the casting of it, they also had offered the role to Nicolas Cage. And what? He turned it down because he was like, I don't want kids to like look at me and like immediately think of like an ogre if they're gonna like use my like face to like,
to
which they didn't even to like really animate it. But yeah. I was like, you're like, or like hear his voice and like the association with
but
it.
Now
and
he
I was like,
wants,
then you went on and was ghostwriter.
Now you
like,
went what? On and was long legs.
Mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy. Me every podcast episode now. but yeah, so like that's what they did with casting.
Yes.
Also, in line with that, what you were saying about how it's, like, going up very against, like, the Disney quo.
Mm-hmm.
So I read this article from the Rolling Stones. I was, like, talking a lot about Shrek and stuff. And they said in that one, they were talking about him, the head of DreamWorks at the time, who, like, took on the project of Shrek, was Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to working at DreamWorks, and this article says, the uber-ambitious Katzenberg had overseen supervision of the so-called renaissance of Disney's animated films, including The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, with its myriad references to warbling princesses, cloying theme park animatronics, and lovable talking animals. Shrek was viewed by critics as a giant green middle finger to Katzenberg's former employer. So just saying, like, he was intentionally going for something
yeah.
that was, like, against the status quo and, like, the mainstream.
He said, fuck all this
he
shit.
He really did, and he ate that up
I'm
with that.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
and
amazing.
I love that. So also, in line with that, the writing partners, Terry Rossio and Ted Elliott, they worked on Aladdin and
yeah.
The Road to El Dorado with the DreamWorks executive, Jeffrey mm-hmm. Katzenberg. So, like, they were all on board.
They were a team.
Rossio said he was, like, they immediately saw an opportunity with Shrek since the genre of fantasy comedy, which was, like, satirical by design, had produced popular book series at the time,
mm-hmm.
and movies like Princess Bride,
yeah.
but they have never done it in animation before.
That's so, yeah, I remember reading that in there. That's actually really
yeah.
interesting. Like, there's not a lot of, there's no animation that really follows that, like,
yeah,
trope
fantasy
and
comedy. And
yeah.
that really was just going against Disney at the time, too, and all those tropes in Disney.
Yeah.
So they were so intentional about this,
No, they were, and, like, every single, like, and I even read that while they were writing it, they, like, really centered the main characters on like self-esteem issues and like how people like process that,
mm-hmm.
which like makes so much sense. Like, we can dig into the like analysis of it later of like what Shrek represents and stuff, but it's
mm-hmm.
like it really was that with like we always talk about that, like Fiona like not being okay with her that side of herself and Shrek feeling low self-esteem but feeling like he has a lot of nuance and like layers to
mm-hmm.
him, and then Donkey just feeling like he like there's has moments where like he doesn't feel accepted by people and feels
yeah.
like people don't like him, like
yeah.
it really is representative of like those real adult fears, and there's
yeah.
so along with just like the adult comedy which we can talk about makes
yeah.
it so good is like there's also intention with like the writing of what the characters represent,
yeah,
so it's like wow they
for
really
sure.
fucking thought this through, and they you can tell like the writers like just reading some of these articles, like, they were very passionate about pushing the project and wanting it to appeal to, like, adults and kids.
And that's why it stood the test of time. And
it did.
Like, that's the same thing with SpongeBob. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's what SpongeBob has, right?
Yeah.
Is that it appeals to kids and adults. And there's things you won't notice about it until you're more mature
exactly.
and you're an adult.
Yeah.
And it's the same. And, it, like, in terms of, like, comedy or also, like, more serious stuff
yeah.
or, like, more emotional stuff. And that's exactly how Shrek is,
exactly.
guys.
Hello.
No, because Shrek 2, we were really talking about this. We were like, this movie is all about, like, relationships.
Like feminism and what else did I say? Class divides. It is though, like so
racism,
much.
Gentrification.
I'll get into it. I have
oh,
tons
we,
of notes later.
We will
yeah,
get into
we'll dive in. Anything else for like the background? That was like kind of the main
thing
for me.
I was gonna say, I'm sure you know this, but like fun fact, Mike Myers recorded the entire movie in his normal Canadian accent.
Yep.
Then he had the idea to make Shrek Scottish. And they
like
thought it was so good.
Style, yeah.
And they ended up re-recording the whole fucking thing.
That's insane.
But imagine if Shrek was Canadian.
That would be
so it wouldn't be as funny. The Scottish accent makes it funny. It's like I realize that like everybody there has a different accent. Like Donkey is American.
Oh yeah.
Shrek is Scottish. The parents are British. Fiona is American.
Wait, what?
A random assortment of accents.
I mean, that is really random. The fairy godmother is not British, though.
No, I think she is, because she's like...
Is she?
He traveled through scorching winds and festering
heavens. Oh, I guess she is, but...
But Prince Charming is British.
It doesn't seem very British, though. It just seems like old Englishy, like posh.
Well, yeah, they're both a little posh.
It's just posh.
Yeah.
But it's, like, subtle. They do really like, good accents,
but, like, gay posh.
Oh, yeah, what is... Like,
wait, I wrote it down.
Well, of course, it's the line of cherry flavored. Want to taste? I say that often. But the one we caught.
The one that we thought was so funny was 5 minutes actually.
Yeah. 5 minutes actually. So fucking.
Like
good.
He said that in the cuntiest way possible.
His legs like uncrossed and he was like 5 minutes actually.
Yeah, he
his he like his like hair. Yeah, he's like 5 minutes actually.
5 minutes actually.
Oh wait, random little fun fact. Donkey was inspired by a real life living horse named Pericles, aka Perry, who was a real miniature donkey from Barron Park in Palo Alto, California.
No way. Yes. Perry?
Perry.
That's hilarious.
I know, isn't that really cute?
It's hilarious.
So yeah, and then of course, an amazing soundtrack. And not only that, but like the score is good just generally. It's done by Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell, who guess what? We're a team on Ants and Chicken Run, bitch.
There you have it.
And that says a lot. And the Shrek soundtrack. Oh, well, this is a fun fact. I think I've shared this on the pod. Have I shared this on the pod?
I don't know. Tell me what.
That I, as a child, had to listen to the Shrek soundtrack to fall asleep every night.
I don't know if you did.
I don't know if you did. But I have like, a Shrek. That's like a very important thing about my personality.
About you. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to listen to Hannah Montana's like early albums to fall asleep, like Seven Things I Hate About You.
Seven Things I Hate About You.
And now I associate that song with puking, because one time I puked everywhere while that song was playing.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Seven Things I Hate About
You. Seven Things I Hate About You. Rough. That's a rough time.
It was bad. Like, I can't listen to it the same way, but...
Damn.
That's not the point. The point is that my family, and I love my family for this, because my family was like, we all loved Shrek. To this day, my dad quotes Shrek all the time.
Oh, same. My family eats that shit up.
It's so fucking funny. But so anytime we had a road trip, we...
Shrek soundtrack.
We were listening to the Shrek soundtrack. We had the CD.
I have a CD in my car right now.
And we would play... But it was always, like, only on a road trip, so it was, like, something you come to. It was like, oh my god, like you know we're on a road trip because we're listening to Shrek.
No, that's so good. That's so good. Another amazing thing about Shrek, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
The cultural and pop culture references.
Oh my god.
So
let's talk about it.
Chock full, bro. Apparently, you know, in the first movie when he says, "That'll do, donkey. That'll do," which I say all the time.
That'll do.
That's a reference to Babe. And then they also reference the Merry Men part, the Matrix reference. Mm-hmm. It's a lot about like film and stuff like that. And there's so many of them. Like I was reading so many. Apparently, when the gingerbread man, when he gets like his little leg crutch, he says, "God bless everyone," which is a reference to Tiny Tim. Christmas Carol. God bless everyone
and Merry Christmas.
That's so funny to add into like a kids movie like that. Like, why is that hilarious?
So funny.
Like, I literally didn't pick up on that as an adult. Like, there's so many
Christmas Tiny Tim.
There's so many that go over my head. Even.
Oh yeah, I had no idea.
Merry Christmas, Tiny Tim. Merry Christmas to you, Tiny Tim.
Merry Christmas to you, Tiny Tim.
Oh my fucking god.
It's like Bit City today. Like, we're just doing all our bits.
No, it's Bit City every day. Shrek 2, again, also filled with even more pop culture references because they're
totally
in Hollywood. Remember Ryan when it was like the E! Like entertainment red carpet and Joan Rivers appears? And Ryan goes, "Joan Rivers?" And we were like, that's the gayest thing
you've
ever said.
Gayest thing Ryan has ever said.
Joan Rivers.
And gay. Ryan does say a lot of gay things.
And he does. And he's like, "I'm not gay." And we're like, "Well, you immediately recognize Joan Rivers gay. Just like that." Like, you know what I mean? Joan Rivers? Because he's not a pop culture person. So if he's going to like recognize anyone.
It's Joan Rivers, bitch. Or someone in politics, like Nancy Pelosi.
Facts, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, chock full of tiny little references, which is amazing, and you catch on to new ones every single time. Yeah. Like, the one that I caught on to that I was cracking up at when we watched it the other night was when they go through the drive-thru. It's, like, a reference to Bob's Big Boy, because it's, like, the giant guy, and it says Friar's Fat Boy, which is so funny and, like, smart. I'm like,
there's
oh, my
so
God.
Many things.
They're literally amazing for that.
Shrek became a signature character for DreamWorks, And an animation historian, Jerry Beck, said that he went on to define the kind of films the studio would go on to make: offbeat stories that, unlike Disney fairy tales, had more of an edge to them.
Yes.
And he said the film served kind of a dual purpose, where it's making fun of life, but it's also making fun of these famous stories that we all know.
Yes.
But then at the same time, you have all these examinations of, like, true love, self-acceptance, identity,
yes,
friendship.
Yes. Amazing.
And all the while, it's resisting those, like, norms, typical damsel in distress themes.
That's why I said feminism, because there it really is a lot with, like, feminism in that, of, like, Fiona's choice and what her body, her choice. Like, does she want to be an ogre or does she want to be a woman?
Oh my, girl.
And I'm spitting right now. And I'm spitting.
And you're spitting. But also, she, like, basically does all the work. Like, when she beats up Robin Hood.
Yeah, like, she, Robin Hood.
When she fucks
she
up
is,
Robin
like,
Hood.
She fucks up Robin Hood. And she is so strong and so, like, she knows what she wants. She's going to go for it.
She killed a bird. Remember, she sang and killed a bird.
And that's,
that bitch is powerful.
That bitch is powerful.
I'd be a little afraid of her.
She's a god in my eyes.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm sorry. But so true. I read in a New York Times article. So it says, one of the major metaphors in the movie, as ogres are like onions, reflects the layers of meaning fans have discovered in the storytelling as well. Arguments are still waged online over whether the movie's commentary on gentrification or racism. But even on its surface, Shrek captures the essence of unlikely friendships, unsuperficial romance, and making it happily ever after. Making its happily ever after ending feel triumphant. That was really hard to say. Happily ever after ending.
Yeah, wow. That is hard. That's
but yeah, difficult. It's so true. It's like, it's all about those things. It's all about self-acceptance. And this is another
messages.
Quote I have from Rolling Stone that says, I think this like sums up all of Shrek like pretty well. It says, many children's movies are centered around exceptional, ambitious characters. The most beautiful princess, the fastest car, the pluckiest bunny, the evilest supervillain, the most loyal toy. What a great spin they had on the movies that were coming out at the time.
Jeez,
okay, Rolling Stone. In presenting the world through the lens of extremes, these movies often fail to recognize that for many of the kids watching, most will not be the best at everything or even reasonably good at one particular thing. Mm-hmm. Not everyone can be worshipped. Many people find it difficult to even be liked. To see a protagonist who's not only defined by his unlikability and unremarkable nature, as well as his total lack of interest in trying to make himself palpable to the mainstream society, and to see that character carve out a happy and functioning family and social world for himself is kind of awesome.
Oh, that is kind of awesome.
And that quote slapped my ass. And that quote slapped my ass.
That slapped my ass.
So we make merch that says slaps my ass.
That really slapped my ass.
That's amazing. It's our like.
That is such a good quote.
That's an amazing quote. And that's so, like,
and
that
so
perfectly
true.
Encapsulates exactly. Everything I was thinking about Shrek.
So
like,
true.
Everything it exemplifies.
He's a true anti-hero and underdog.
He is.
And that's why people can relate to him.
Exactly.
And look up to him.
Yeah, and he really does. Like, it's showing that, like, you can be not the normal or not even be liked or have your faults and be a whole round, full person, and still you deserve love and you deserve to give that love and build a family if you want and have own your own property if you want.
And own your own swamp
property,
land.
Yeah. And have your pets and have your friends.
Yeah.
And everything like that. You
still
deserve that.
And
still
be a curmudgeon.
And still have your faults. And have everyone has their faults.
And you're not a perfect
person. I'm not a perfect person.
Well, I want to talk about, like, so why did Shrek become a meme? I was like, how did this happen?
Because that animation style, you know?
Well, yes.
It was, like, it was intended to be created using motion capture, but they had really poor results. I think that's why Nick Cage didn't want it on him, because it would have been motion capture to kind of look like him.
Motion capture.
I know. Nothing good from that video of, what's his name, Benedict Cumberbatch, like, running around. But obviously, it was 2001, and they did not have the skills that they have now to make Benedict Cumberbatch be in The Hobbit. So then they turned to, like, the original... what they had planned, which is just like computer animation through this like specific company, and just turned out like that. And that's like so 2001's computer animation.
Oh, totally.
Like there's nothing
quite like
that.
That.
There's nothing quite like that. Like it's all just like a new 2000s
feel and look.
Cause like that's like, when I look at like Shrek, my brain goes to like Marble Blast and like how those online games look, the early like online games, and like that's literally Shrek, you know?
So true.
So it's very like, part of the 2000s echelon, you know?
Echelon. No, for sure. The animation is definitely a big factor as to why it became very meme. But the memeification of Shrek really started happening around 2012 with a 4chan called Shrek-chan, where people posted GIFs, memes,
Shrek is love,
reactions,
Shrek is life.
Pics.
That?
Girl, I'm about to get into
it. Okay, let's get into it.
Pics of Shrek.
Yeah.
Then in 2013, the internet kind of, wow, I mean, this guy, this random anonymous person dropped a fucking bomb.
Bomb.
And that would change everything forever, Loki. Exactly. Shrek is Love, Shrek is
it's
Life.
Like 9/11.
Compare Shrek is Love to 9/11. Bombshell moment in history, you guys. In internet history, kind of. Like, yes. It was big. It was a big fucking deal. So this really skyrocketed the Shrek meme from something that was kind of niche and, like, underground to something that was very mainstream, leading to tons of other, like, disturbing, like, weird, just strange, very strange, kind of off-putting Shrek.
And go to the Shrek rave and you'll see it.
And you'll see it firsthand. Yeah, and it just kept getting, like, more and more absurd.
Mm-hmm. Which just fits that animation style because it is kind of absurd. And the story, in general, is a little bit absurd and a little weird.
That's why it works.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, Gen Z humor, and to an extent, like, millennial humor is, like, pretty ironic and absurd anyway, so like Shrek being a figure of that really reflects it.
So true.
This is a quote I found from this Vice article that said, along with scenes from The Simpsons, South Park, and any other animation imbibed with adult themes, Shrek became the go-to figure for anyone looking to express feelings of irritation, cynicism, and burnout, which is a lot of people on the internet.
So true. And so many people like of our generation because of the internet.
Because of the bitch. It's all bitch. Bitch.
When you make a good point.
Bitch.
So true. No, that's an amazing point. Like, you're spitting with these quotes today.
Or just high.
Oh, well. Yes.
Okay. But no, it is, like, impressive.
It is, yeah.
I found this other one that's from Vice. This other banger of
Vice
a quote.
Really pops off.
Oh, yeah. This is all about, like, Shrek memes. Like, a whole that's article. Amazing. And it was, like, very long. I was reading it for, like, 35 minutes.
Wow. 35. That's a long time for an article, though.
I know. Okay. It says, we have embraced Shrek as a symbol because he reflects the values we have grown to champion online. Mm-hmm. Anarchy, irony, chaos, and the grotesque.
Oh, my God. So true. And those are all things I love.
And in honor of Shrek memes, I need you guys to see my favorite Shrek meme.
Oh, you have a favorite one?
Oh, you know it, girly.
Oh.
You guys have to also visually watch this, too. Like, it's a visual
experience.
Wait,
drop the link in the...
I will. In the show notes.
Yeah. The link to this meme will be in the show notes.
Guys.
Could you not pee yourself for 5 minutes?
Why is it so funny? For 5 minutes!
It's the editing. You guys really have to watch it for the editing.
So funny. But not the edit.
That's also like such a roast. Could you not be yourself for 5 minutes?
That sounds like something Travis would say to me.
An epic fucking roast.
That's literally something Travis would say to me.
God damn. So anyway, he's really become a cultural icon in pop culture, both on and off the internet, both before and after the internet, and he continues to stay relevant.
It's timeless.
He's timeless.
And that's why they're making another movie this year.
And
they're in the works.
Exactly. They read the room, and they knew that it would be successful. Uh-huh. I had a Shrek-themed joint birthday party with my brother Zach. To this day, I will like be in my house at home, and I'll just like find a Shrek napkin or like
that's
a
amazing.
Shrek party hat
that's amazing.
From like 2008.
And bring it back.
I will.
And you know how I had a Hannah Montana-themed birthday party? Yeah. Maybe we should do a Shrek party.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's actually a great idea. I'll go
home
and make sure
I
find
it. And then I want to do a pirates party.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so your birthday's Shrek.
I'm with it.
And I'm pirates.
Oh, it makes so much sense that, like, Shrek would be celebrated in March, too. March is, like, such a Shrek hot, like, Shrek month.
It
like,
is.
Green.
March and April, really.
Yeah. Spring,
because I
green.
Think the second one came out April 10th.
Oh, my God.
2004.
Girl.
Yeah.
We're having a Shrek party.
We're having a Shrek party.
But it's so funny because I'll just, like, open a drawer in my house and there's, like, a Shrek napkin from 2008.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
Yeah, it's actually... I'm really cool.
Wow. You are so cool.
I'm super cool.
And so fun and cool and quirky.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks.
Guys, we love Shrek. Go watch some Shrek. Share your favorite Shrek memes. Hey, here's the thing. Email us. ThePopCultureVultures. Wait. Email us at ThePopCultureVulturesPod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us. Know The Pop Culture Vultures Pod on TikTok and Instagram. Guys, soon enough, when I'm feeling ready for it, we will have camera footage. When we get the space rocking, it's going
to
be lit.
We have the perfect podcast space. We just need our dreams to come into fruition, which they will.
Which
and then we will start having a camera and recording us, and then we'll be on TikTok more, and then we're going to blow up and act like we don't know nobody.
Act like we don't know nobody.
Yeah, so get ready for that.
Exactly. And also Patreon.
Patreon.
There. It still exists. There's fun extra episodes on there. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.